It's an article from Bold Magazine. I like Bold Magazine. It's so stupid. The articles are so dumb. They're always written by these delusional feminist broads who are like in their mid to late 40s, even 50s, who are trying to cope with the horrible situation they're in because of their own bad choices. So these articles from Bold are full of the most copium I've ever seen. So they're real funny. Let's get into this, shall we? And it's titled, The More Amazing You Are, the Smaller the Dating Pool Becomes. And here's why. The more amazing you are. Talk about cope. First of all, why is the dating pool small? So this is what women do, right? Whenever they're in a shitty situation, it's either somebody else's fault or it's because of some kind of positive that other people are viewing as a negative. Men are intimidated by how strong and independent I am. That's why they don't approach me. See, that's what women do. I'm just so great and so wonderful, that's why people don't want to be with me. Oh, really? That's so interesting. Yeah, because whenever I see something of very high quality sitting on the shelf that's affordable, that doesn't have too high a price tag, and it's something I want, I don't buy it. Because it's too good. And the price is too good. Oh, yeah. Because all of these positive attributes actually turn me off for some reason. See how they try to do that? They can never accept that it's actually negative attributes that are turning you off. Of course, because then that would be their fault, and then they would have to take accountability, and that will never happen with any modern Western woman ever. Anyhow, before I get into this story, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the raw, red-pilled, in-your-face nature of my content, please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. In addition to being the fastest motherfucking talker out there that you think maybe I should be running a fucking auction house, you will also find many, many, many social media channels in the upper right-hand corner of my website, therealistphilosopher.com. Where you can be kept abreast of any new content that I post to my BitChute channel. bitchute.com/therealistphilosopher. And in the middle of my webpage at therealistphilosopher.com, you will find numerous offshore services that I offer of a philosophical nature. And at the bottom of my webpage, therealistphilosopher.com, you will find not one, not two, but three donation options if you would like to help me in my continued content creation, pushing the red pills and helping people out there, mainly men, because women aren't interested in truth and logic. But if they are, yeah, more power to you. You can also avail yourself of my content, but it's mostly helping men to become awake and aware and successful in life. And if you'd like to help me continue to do that, you can make a donation at therealistphilosopher.com. Anyhow, back to the story. So, we got a woman on copium here, pure copium, 100% copium. It's so pure, she might overdose. The more amazing you are, the smaller the dating pool becomes. Okay. And let's see what she has to say. While there are plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah, but you don't see them, do you? None of these fish seem worth reeling in. Oh, see what I mean? They don't seem worth reeling in. Yeah. They're there, but I don't want to reel them in. I'm starving, but, you know, that little minnow is, it's just not fat enough. So I'm going to continue to feed off of my own fat and muscle and continue to starve to death because, not quite good enough. Not quite up to my standards. Once you start believing all those morning mantras you've told yourself for years, does self-love and security equal a lifetime alone? Does self-love and security equal a lifetime alone? Self-love, vanity. No, loving yourself doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be alone. But having standards that are too high because you valued yourself too greatly, that does equal a lifetime alone. Does self-love and security equal a lifetime alone? What do you mean security? Do you mean that if you get with a man, he might leave you? So there's risk involved. So instead of taking that risk, I'm going to create all these bullshit excuses about how I'm really alone because, you know, men aren't good enough when the truth of the matter is I'm just afraid of being dumped. Hell no. But because you've risen on the scale of 1 to 10, your number of potential Tinder matches has started to scale down. Are you talking about women? Because what raises you on the 1 to 10 scale in the sexual marketplace isn't the same thing that raises men. So now we've run into the typical, very often problem that you run into with women. They've tried to rate themselves, change their value, change what men value. They've created this false equivalency between men and women, and they've convinced themselves that men care about the same things that women care about. It's not the case. We have different values. We value you for your looks, your fertility, and you women value us for our resources. But they want us to value them for their resources because the thing that we men find valuable in them, it has an expiration date, and they don't like that. So they want to change the game. They want to change the preferences that men have, not that women have. It's called social reconstructivism, and it's total bullshit. Anyway, oh yeah, you've risen on the scale of 1 to 10 because now you make more money, ladies, as if men give a fuck about that. So number one, you don't fall for games. Between a career, hobbies, and a jam-packed social life, you have no time to calculate how many hours you need to wait to text back. You know you're not desperate, but you should be. So you're never worried about coming off as such. I don't understand this, though. Shouldn't you be desperate? I mean, how old are you? I mean, if you hit 30, ladies, you should be desperate. Guys who purposely push your buttons just to see how you react will only get one reaction, silence. Wait, what? This is the kind of stuff women do. Men don't play games, though. What is this called again? Number one, you don't fall for games. But men don't generally play games. We're very simple, easy to understand, straightforward. We don't like games. We don't like drama. That's you ladies. So this is just her projecting. So she's projecting her mistakes, projecting what she does, what women generally do, on the men, blaming men. That's typical. Typical for the modern woman. Number two, you make some men feel inferior. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, you know, being wonderful and great, that's a turn-on. Oh, Lord. Talk about copium. There's a decently sized portion of the dating pool of men who are single because women literally scare them. Where's your evidence for this? Show me the evidence. Show me the surveys. Show me just the simple survey where you talk to 1,000 men and 850 of those men said that the reason that they're single is because they're afraid of women, because they're doing better than them, or the women that they generally meet are making too much money, or intimidate them because they feel inferior and they feel insecure when compared to her, when standing beside her. Show me some evidence. No, this is just anecdotal. This is just women's opinion. So interesting, so coincidental how this opinion plays into their narrative. Oh, yeah, we're scared of you ladies. No, we're not. We just don't like women that act like men. Talking a lot or picking up the tab for drinks will bring out all the insecurities they typically mask. When is this happening? When are women picking up the tab? This is bullshit. What are you talking about? Women never pick up the tab. They never pay for drinks. And if you ask them to do so, they will disappear. They'll ghost you, okay? Oh, yeah, yeah, this will bring in all the insecurities they typically mask behind too much cologne. Ooh, she sounds very bitter. Don't let their fear of a secure woman bring you down. It's their loss. What are you talking about? This makes no sense. Women don't pay for anything, all right? You have to pay for everything because you're the man, right? That's when they're traditional, when it benefits them. But it means they don't have to pay for something, okay? Yeah. Okay, number three is an advert, so let's move on to number four. Number four, you won't put out right away. This is absurd. Wait a second. You ladies created the rules with the sexual revolution, and you ladies are the one that created the three-date rule, and you put out, and if the guy's hot enough, no matter what your rule is, you will put out. You're the one sending the messaging that you're going to put out. You're the ones that have rewritten the rules, not men. So you rewrite the rules. You put out immediately. You've been putting out quickly, immediately for dudes that you're interested in as a way to trap them, as a way to hook them for the past 60 years. But now you want to change the rules and become more traditional. Right. No. You want to do this after you've had your fun. When you're in your 20s, even early 30s, and you're still able to ride the cock carousel and attract the hottest looking dudes, at least for sex, though you think you're going to get something more, but he knows different. then you're perfectly okay with it. It's only after you can't get those guys anymore, when you're not getting the validation, when you're not getting the constant attention and approval and swipe rights and people have started to ignore you, that you now don't want to put out anymore. Oh, I see. But you can't do that. That's like raising your price all of a sudden when you depreciate it in value. I put 100,000 miles on this car. When I bought it, I paid $25,000 for it. Now that I put 100,000 miles on it, I want to sell it for $50,000. It doesn't make any sense. But that's what you're doing when you try to get away with this I'm not going to put out bullshit after you've ridden the cock carousel for fucking 20 years and put all these miles on your poon and you get the saggy tits and you got the muffin top, you think you can now charge a fucking premium? Get the fuck out of here. I can charge more now than when I was brand new. No, you cannot. It's crazy. Oh, you ladies are so fucking delusional. Delusional. Yeah. So, sexpectations don't end after graduation. If you're a girl and wants to wait to see how serious a guy is about you, a lot of them will show you very quickly that they're not. Why? Wait, because they want to have sex right away or very quickly because they're men and because you ladies have told them that it's perfectly okay and natural and normal for ladies to act like men and you've been acting like men for the past 50, 60 years, even though the truth of the matter is men never acted like that throughout history, generally fucking speaking. But you created this fucking straw man, this growth caricature of men that you now are trying to live up to and told all women to live up to for the past 60 years. But, now you should not put out. Really? And if a man wants you to put out, now he suddenly doesn't care about you. Well, wait, doesn't that mean that you ladies, when you sleep with a guy immediately, that you're not interested in anything serious also? Oh, no, because your rules don't apply to you, right? Yeah, when you put out for Chad or Tyrone the first night, that doesn't mean I'm not interested in a serious relationship. In fact, I'm using sex to hook him for a serious relationship. But if a man wants sex immediately, no, he doesn't care about me. What nonsense. You're not saving yourself for marriage or anything, but a guy has to earn it. What? Earn what? The only women that say this are in their late 20s, or more often than not, mid-30s. And they're all used up. They're busted out, yo. Earn what? An old VW bug? That has the bumpers falling off? And the body is full of rust and has holes from rust? And it's got 300,000 miles on it? I don't want to earn that. It's not worth the fucking trouble. Number 5. You don't let guys feel like they have a hold on you. Yeah, of course not. Yeah. God forbid. We modern women are narcissistic control freaks. We have to have all the hand, all the control. Men can't have any. Yeah. How masculine of you ladies, but we should still want to be with you, even though you're not in the least bit feminine. Some men do this cute thing where they try to get you to cancel your plans to see them. They do? I never did that. It's kind of desperate. Fuck do I care? All right, fine. You do something else. If you're not spending enough time with me, I won't even see you, and I'll move on to the next victim. I'll move on to the next chick. It's a silly game they play. This is more projection. This is what women do. Massive copium. It's a silly game that women play to tend to their fragile egos. So she's just projecting. This is yet another instance of a chick that's lacking in self-awareness, and the only way that she has to cope and deal with her own issues is to project them onto other people. That's all this is. Or to tend to their fragile egos and see just how far you're willing to go to please them. This is what women do. When you tell them you're not going to cancel drinks with Sarah. By the way, what the fuck are you doing going out with a girlfriend of yours for drinks if you're dating a dude seriously with the hopes, with the expectations of a long-term commitment? Because the only reason you go out for drinks is to meet dudes, okay? And to get attention from men. There's no other fucking reason. And if you're in a serious relationship with someone, it shouldn't be happening. And if some broad is doing this, you dump her. Oh, you want to go out with drinks with your friend? You want a girl's night out? Okay, you can do that, but I'm not going to see you anymore. That's how you handle that. Because they want to Netflix and chill. Yeah, that's what you ladies. That's what you ladies do to hook dudes, okay? Usually the top 10%er. But he's got other options, which pisses you off. Which is why you're so bitter and angry right now. And so damaged. Too many Chads and Tyrones dumped your ass. when you tried to use that buffoon to get them to commit. That bruised ego might be too much to recover from. That's women. Men don't really have as big an issue with rejection, generally speaking, as you ladies do. So I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Oh, right. Again, it's projection. Number six. There aren't a lot of men who are on your level career-wise. What? So that all you ladies are doing with this one is pricing yourself out of the market. So we as men know that women almost universally will never date down. And in their eyes, what matters most is resources. So if you're making less money than them, they won't date you. And in some cases, they won't date you if your job, if your position is in their eyes beneath them, even if you are making more money. Like a blue-collar job, like there's a lot of these dopey feminist broads that are college educated that would never date like an electrician or a plumber, even though a lot of these fucking dudes are making six figures plus and they're not making anywhere near that. But he's not educated enough. He doesn't challenge me intellectually, even though he's probably smarter than you. He was smart enough not to go to fucking college. And he was smart enough to get a job that pays more than what you make. But hey. Oh, it's all about competition with men. Bingo. Yeah, and that's why you're really low. You're trying to compete with men all the fucking time. Yeah. Oh, but they're not on your level career-wise. Yeah. Society is different now. Yeah, because you've done all this social engineering bullshit. By the way, you ladies are more unhappy than you've ever been in human history. And people aren't following career paths in quite the same way. Yeah. Actually, they are. Men are, just not women. Yeah. I noticed they're not following the same career paths as men, unless it's in an air-conditioned office. I don't see too many women laying bricks or, working on construction sites and high steel up in a fucking skyscraper. Yeah, you won't see him doing that. You won't see him squeegeeing those windows at 50 stories. Nah. You might be moving on to a managerial position at your job while the population of men around you are working at Burger King. What neighborhood are you living in? Or you have a management position, but the men living around you are working at Burger King. I don't think so. And trying to get more subscribers to their YouTube channels. It's not a... Whoa, that's a very odd and specific reference. And trying to get more subscribers to the YouTube channels. Could that be a dig at red-pilled men in the manosphere who are spreading truth about women? It's not always your fault. Well, bitch, I ain't heard where it's your fault at all. This whole article is you abdicating all women of responsibility and laying it all at the feet of men. It's not always your fault. That would be implying that it's sometimes your fault, which doesn't seem to be the case from what I've been reading. Anyway, number seven, there's not a lot of men who are on your level finance-wise. Man, whose fault is that? Nobody told you to go to get a fucking job that pays so much money that the majority of men don't make as much as you, and therefore you're not attracted to the majority of men. Who told you to do that? Nobody told you to do that. That was your choice. Yeah. Oh, but it's men's fault for not living up to my standards and my life goals. Oh, I love it. So one of the best things a girl could ever do for herself is become financially independent. I disagree. I think that's one of the worst things you could possibly do for yourself in terms of your own well-being and happiness. If you want to have kids, have a family, and be actually happy, and not be deluding yourself into thinking you're happy. Meanwhile, you've got fucking six dogs and five cats, and they're all running around with little shoes on and wearing little fucking sweaters and shit so you can wash their clothes and have this fucking delusion in your head that you're taking care of them like your little fucking kids, and it gives you something to do, washing their little clothes and washing their little booties and taking them to all these fucking vet appointments that cost you $2,000 a month, and you're spending $1,000 a month on their fucking gourmet food. Oh my God, if this is the life you're having because of your financial independence and you call that happiness, I think you're living in a delusion land. I think you're living in la-la land. I think you are probably not too deep down quite miserable, and you'd be much happier if you hadn't went to university, gotten that good paying job, and just married some dude and had kids. What legacy are you going to have? Where's your fucking legacy? 60 years old, 65, you retire. What do you got? You got no kids? You got no grandkids? But I have my doggies! And I can still wash their little booties! And their socks! And the little pants I put on them that they shit in four times a day! However, there are a lot of 20 and even 30-somethings who are still getting their cell phone bills paid by their parents. Money isn't everything. That's not true. To a woman, it is. But being the breadwinner could definitely drive some men away. No. It doesn't drive men away. It drives women to not be interested in those men in the first place. I love how they put the onus on men. Let me explain something to you. Women don't date dudes that make less money. I have never met a woman who's a CEO dating a janitor. Never! They might try and invest in some mimbo, you know, 10 out of 10 fucking dude who's the hottest piece of ass they ever fucking had and get him to make something of himself. This mimbo dude who is, you know, so lacking in ambition that he'll exchange his cock to sleep on her fucking couch, okay? Mimbos like that because, they'll make exceptions for those dudes. But those dudes never amount to anything. They don't have to. Oh, yeah, the creme de la creme looks wise, and they got a whole bunch of women willing to pay for their asses, but that's not the majority of men, okay? Okay? And the majority of men, they don't really give a fuck about your money, ladies. They really don't fucking care, all right? You're the ones that care about their money. And if they don't make as much as you, well, again, whose fault is that? Yours. And you're the ones that are turning dudes down, turning them away, dumping them because they haven't fulfilled their potential. Or you don't even fucking swipe right on them because he makes $2,000 less a month than me. So I'm not even going to entertain that possibility. Yeah. And he's also too short. Yeah. Number 8, you're very sure of what you don't want. I'd agree with that one. Yeah. Dating can be an exhausting merry-go-round of men. Merry-go-round! There you go. Yeah, cock carousel is a merry-go-round indeed. Glad you admit it. It's exhausting. You would never want to bring home to mama, but it takes dating a dud to know he's a dud. A dud, right. When she says dating a dud, she's meaning a dude that's hot, but has no ambition and makes very little money. See, they will bang a dude who doesn't make a lot of money. Okay? And sometimes they'll try to invest in him and get him to make money because they see potential in him and he's a DIY project. Okay, there is that aspect. But generally speaking, they don't consider those guys for anything long term. They want the top tier dudes that are not only good looking, but also make tons of cashola and are very tall and have a six pack and a 6-inch plus cock and over 6 feet tall. Everything! Those guys are very rare, though. They have their pick of the litter, ladies. They have their pick of the fucking litter. And if you keep going after those guys, you're not going to get anybody for a long-term relationship. So the dudes that they're calling duds are probably the dudes that bang them and then dump them. Spinning a number of blades. Whose fault is that? You ladies are the one picking the dudes. All right? Maybe you should pick a little better. Oh, no, because then you might have to, pick a dude that's beneath you. You mean beneath your unrealistic standards that you've set based upon your unrealistic view of your own value? Oh, I see. Your perspective of the guys you put on a pedestal in 10th grade has probably changed quite a bit dramatically. What is this? When are women putting men on pedestals? The only men women are putting on pedestals are fucking Henry Cavill, okay? That's like 1% of the fucking population. Men, women are not putting men on pedestals. Get the fuck out of here. That's what men are doing with very mediocre women. So it only makes sense that the kind of guy you actually want gets more and more specific with the more men you see. It gets more and more specific as you age and think that you're bringing more to the table, but you're actually bringing less to the table based upon what we value, meaning men. Number 9, you're comfortable being on your own. If only that was true, ladies, but you're not actually comfortable being on your own. That's men. We're a lot more able to be alone than you ladies. Too many girls settle for toxic men. I don't know what that means. What does toxic man mean? She didn't explain that, of course, because they just don't know how to be happy being alone. I would say part of that is true, the part where women are not happy being alone. Once you've found that inner peace and love for the freedom that comes with being single, you're not in a huge rush to let it go. That's men, not women. This is male envy. She's envious. This is, again, perfect example of what I've been saying all along. Feminism is nothing more than penis envy. Women want to be men. They want to take our place. They want to be just like us in every way, shape, and form. In fact, you're a lot less concerned with ending up alone. The real fear is ending up with the wrong person.
Yeah.
If only you could get with anybody. 10, you're growing up. Ladies, if you're using the term you're growing up and you're 30, you got problems, okay? You should be grown up. You should be way fully fucking cooked at 30. If you're still growing up at 30 years old, yeah, you got issues. When you get older, your priorities change. You become less interested in this. And now she's speaking some truth, see? You become less interested in the hot guy, cool guy that all the ladies are getting googly-eyed over, and much more interested in the cute, fun guy who remembers pretty much every story you've ever told him. This is a lie. This is a lie. You don't become more interested in these guys. You just don't have options anymore. You run out of options. It's not that you want the nice guy. It's that that's all you can get now. Because the hot guy, who's now 50, but he's still a silver fox, and he's making $500,000 a year, and he still looks great, and he still takes care of himself, he can get an 18-year-old. What does he want with you? So you've run out of options.
Yeah.
I love how women try to make it seem like they're somehow virtuous because now they're choosing the good guy, meaning the nice blue-pilled beta male provider dude. Yeah, as if that's some kind of virtue, as if it's a choice they're making. No. It's not a choice you're making. You just have no choices now except that route, okay? I'm so virtuous. Look, that road is blocked, and that road is blocked, and the only road that isn't blocked is the one that goes to the beta male. I'm so virtuous for choosing the good guy. No, you have no choice. Growing up means that you stop being fazed by things that aren't real or genuine.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you ladies are the least self-aware beings on the planet. And you're neither real nor genuine.
You're after something authentic, even though you yourselves are not. And real, and therefore harder to find.
No, it's not harder to find. Your standards are just too high.
Even though you're saying you want the good, the nice guy, your standards are still too high. I want a good, nice, beta male. Who's hot? And not so nice.
So you still don't want the blue pill beta dude.
Yeah. Number 11, you're not desperate enough to settle. What does that mean, settle? You just said you're willing to settle now. You just said, I'm now interested in the blue pill beta male provider, but not really. Gone are the days where you get all anxious over a guy you don't even like that much.
Uh-huh.
You're done building up in your head, and you're capable of seeing them for exactly who and what they are. You trust your instincts when they tell you no. And so they'll probably tell you no more often.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, your standards have just went up. At the same time, she just said they're willing to settle for less. Now she's contradicting herself and saying, I'm not willing to settle for less. My standards have actually gone up. So I'm full of shit. But just because your dating pool seems to be drying up doesn't mean you'll end up empty.
Yes, it does. It absolutely does. Women need men and need relationships more than men do, okay?
Bad things clear out of your life to make room for the good. So don't fight it and just let it be. What kind of copium bullshit is that? Essentially, you're saying just accept your spinsterhood and accept your unhappiness and take everything that's a negative and just tell yourself it's a positive and that you're alone because dudes are intimidated by you and they're scared of how much money you make. Talk about a massive dose of fucking copium. This is more fucking copium than the fentanyl that George Floyd fucking overdosed on. If this copium was a drug, you'd be dead within 10 seconds of snorting this shit. Holy crap. So there you go. There you go. Yet another copium article from the feminist rag that is Bold Magazine trying to gaslight women into believing all the negatives in their lives are positive and that they're in no way, shape, or form responsible for being single and it's all your fault, evil man.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Nothing's changed.
Nothing is changed. So anyhow, let me know what you think of this article written by someone named Emily Blackwood. Let me know in the comment section what you think. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BITCHUTE.com
/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's bitchute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out.